Before we start, please don't lick me. I do not wobble.
Hi!
Well, since our last episode, well, our first episode actually was a bit of a mess.
Just a bit.
I feel like we should take this time to formally introduce ourselves so that you sort of get to know who's the person behind the microphone.
The people. We're the one person.
Yes.
We're Zayford Beaverbrox. Two heads, three arms.
Yep, exactly. Mari, do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. Hi, I'm Mari. I'm an artist and we're both in high school.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm Anais and I'm also in high school. All right. Well, since this is a very quick introduction, I feel like we should get on to the next thing, which should be a lot more interesting than this.
Okay. So what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to look up Google's silliest Googled questions. So these are questions that people have actually Googled, and they've Googled so much that there's an actual Google result to this. Like, what's a boyfriend and where can I download one? On the internet!
I don't know.
No, you can actually get boyfriend simulators and they're hilarious. Oh, yes.
Wait, the horse one?
Yes.
Get it? It's called like horse prints or something. Love it. Love it. So
yeah, it's
good.
Like, you know, you have a boyfriend. Wait, does he have a horse body or a horse head? I can't remember.
A horse body. He's all horse. It's not like a centaur. Because like centaurs, I don't know. They're, you know, they have a whole human body. No, this is horse up to, you know, about where the ears begin, like the bottom of the ears. And then that bit's face. But he still has, like, horse ears?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much just the face of a human on a horse, which is really disconcerting. And there is a scene where he feeds you leeks, and it's very weird. Yeah, so... Yeah.
But actually, apparently boyfriend simulators, and, like, you know, you can get girlfriend simulators as well, they're becoming a bit of a problem because people are falling in love with their with their online virtual boyfriends. And
they don't actually date real people.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you can get, like, you know Hatsune Miku? The, like, just, like, the hologram.
Yeah.
She recently came to Melbourne for the first time, didn't get to see her. But, like, you can get, like, a little box with her in it, and she's, like, just, like, a little tiny baby hologram of her. And she'll send you texts throughout the day and stuff, and you get to come home and, like, wave at the hologram, and if it's gonna rain that day, she's gonna have an umbrella. And it's cool, but it gets to the point where, I mean, if it's someone online, like, not online, but, like, a simulator that you text online, it's like kind of normal, but then if it's a hologram that you can see and is almost physical, then it's like you're not gonna date real people at all.
No.
You think, because she'll like send you personalized texts and be like, oh, how's your day going, honey, and like you're like technically dating her. Look at the ad, it's kind of creepy, honestly.
And those like things, what are they called, Alexa or something? That's all. Good morning, Alexa. Not that I have anything wrong if you have one, I just don't really like them that much.
No, they terrify me. Remember that time they glitched? Wait, did you know about that when they glitched and they'd start laughing in the middle of it?
Or apparently they'd just be like, you know, doing their normal day business and Alexa would just be like, finding graveyards near you.
Well, last year, there was like a little girl who somehow managed to order a Batman toy through Alexa, by just screaming Batman out of the head, screaming Batman, Batman, and actually ordered a toy of Batman off like Amazon or something. So yeah.
What if Google was a guy?
Does that mean it's like when you Google something, it's like someone typing the answers in super quick? Because, yeah, that was a thing. That was an actual thing a while ago. You'd, like, ask a question and they'd actually have someone on the other line answering things before Google.
That would actually be quite cool.
I can't remember what it's called, but it was like, you know, anyone older than us is probably like, yes. But imagine having that job.
Well, like, it would be quite interesting. What does it mean when your poop floats?
Well...
Probably because it's lighter than water.
That's how poop works.
Wait, does your poop float? My poop doesn't!
Sometimes it floats. That's why they're called floaters, when you're, like, in a river and you see a poop float along past you. I remember one time I thought it was a rock. I'm like, oh my god, look, this rock's floating, and I touched it. It was very squishy.
How do I convert to PDF? Well, I feel like it's not a silly question. You just need to, like, say what you're converting to PDF.
No, I think it means how do I personally convert to PDF, because if I could do that, like, I want to be in PDF form. I'm currently in, like...
human form.
But yeah. No, it makes sense. Okay. How come cupcake is not considered a mineral? Well, it is a vegetable.
Yes, you grow them, like, in the ground and you pull them out. And it's just like, oh, look, it's cupcake.
No, anything that's a food is a vegetable. Anything that's human or animal is an animal, and anything that is a rock or other is a mineral.
Yes.
I learned about that in a book about Charles Darwin. Wow. Interesting.
Nice.
But yes, no, I have like a little book of colours, and it's not by him, it's like what he uses. But it has an example of like an animal and a vegetable and a mineral that is that colour. But there's goldstone yellow, and the only thing it relates to is goldstone, which is an animal apparently.
Oh.
And also, it's not yellow, it's like orangey red? Brown? But it's classified as yellow, and there's also way too many yellows. There's not that much yellow in nature. Anyway, boring, boring tangent. On them.
What about the one that's help, I'm a potato?
Same. I really wish I was a potato. I am, but like genuinely, if I could be a potato, everything would be so much better. Because you get to live as a potato and grow from like a little nugget sized thing into a bigger potato, and then get chopped up into like mashed potatoes or chips or something that just tastes great. Because I love potato food. In our family, like, we get to pick what we have for dinner on our birthdays. And, you know, usually it's something people want on birthdays. No, I chose a full potato dinner, like, a couple years ago. I was like, I think it was hash browns and mashed potato and chips, and it was the best thing. And we had, like, some avocado or something as a salad. It was so good. I want more potatoes in my life. Now I'm really hungry.
Oh, wait, go up.
Google will eat itself.
Yes. Yes. And one day it might, you know, it might just...
grow a mouth and
just eat itself to death.
Yeah. Don't you hate when a sentence doesn't end the way an octopus?
Yes, I really hate it when my sentence ends the way an octopus is.
Yeah, honestly. It's so chicken. Okay, that was bad.
All right, on to the next one.
Yay!
Is it normal to eat No!
Don't do this!
Don't eat your period blood!
Don't eat it! Well, babies live in it. It's not going to kill you, but don't.
Wait, do you, like, collect it? All right.
Moving on. Is it possible to live forever? No, not yet.
Unfortunately not. Although, there are a few species of, like, jellyfish that do live forever.
Yes.
Like, the immortal jellyfish. But that...
crayfish.
Yeah.
Lobsters. That are called crawdads in America, I think. Hi, America. You're weird. We love you.
But I think... so, like, jellyfish and, like you said, like, some crayfish... they can, some of them can only die if they're being eaten.
Yeah.
Or, like, killed.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Never put a sock in a toaster. Why? So I feel like some of these are references to things we don't get. Yeah.
Well, like, the thing is that they're actually stating never put a sock in a toaster, so it's not a question, so why would you be asking Google that?
Maybe it's telling Google to put that onto, like, a thing.
Maybe.
Maybe it is a question, because some people do ask questions.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to pretend I'm a carrot.
Actually, same.
I like to pretend I'm a carrot
too. No, I'm not kidding. One time I tied my hair up into a little poof on top of my head and hid myself in the blankets and pretended to be a carrot. Like, I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Yes. Carrot fandom. Carrot fandom. Lucky.
Dinosaurs were made up by the CIA. Correct.
Very correct. Can a human get pregnant by an animal? Well, no. I certainly hope you don't try that.
Yeah, that is... illegal and really cruel, but it can't happen.
No, I don't. No, you just can't. Like, yeah. There's certain things like...
yeah, a wolf and a dog or a coyote or something like that. Or, like, you can get zebras and...
horses?
Horses, yes. And, like...
but they're all subspecies of each other.
Yeah, they're all similar. Like, a cat and a panther.
But what about monkeys? That wouldn't work.
No, because they have different, like, setups, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. So, no. It's okay. Don't worry about it, but don't do it. Is it impossible to lick your elbow?
No. I've licked it before. It's not impossible to lick your elbow.
Yeah, but you're, like, super flexible.
Yeah, but it's still not impossible, because I can do it.
Yes, but everything you do is impossible. No, I can't do it. I can't even, like, get halfway there. I can't even lick, like, the top of my lip. I have a very short tongue. If I ate myself at a Dublin size...
well, The thing is that you'd eat yourself, and it sort of depends, because you just poop yourself out.
Yes, well, okay. If you were to eat another human being the same size as you, you're not going to, like, become... that's not going to become an extra part of you. You're just going to...
you're going to gain weight.
Yes, but not the same amount of weight as you just eat, and that's not how it works.
No, because...
because you burn the energy by... even just thinking burns energy, it's just... it's...
yeah. Even just breathing, like, seriously,
You're burning energy all the time. Although, to be fair, it does not mean you can eat an entire, like, big old meal of every single junk food you're
and then just,
ever.
Like...
and then hyperventilate. No. Which I do anyway, and trust me, it doesn't help.
how do I quit my job?
You go up and you go, hi.
Well, actually, I think you have to give 2 weeks notice.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never quit a job before because the job that I'm at is my first job, but I know some people who have quit jobs and they say you have to give 2 weeks notice, but that's just for my workplace. So don't take my word on that, but that's how I would quit my current job.
Yes.
If I was to, not that I'm going to.
Burn the place down. Don't do that. We're not promoting
arson. No, we do not encourage that.
Yeah. What would happen if there was no Google?
Well, you obviously wouldn't be Googling that question then.
Yeah. Probably not much. We'd be using Bing or DuckDuckGo or whatever it's called. Or
Yahoo!
How do I Google something? Well.
Well.
There you go. Moving on. Ask Yahoo.
Okay. But can I just say, plucking your eyebrows is one of the most painful thing. I've tried it before because I was like, why are my eyebrows like this? I need to change them. And so I got the eye, and it's all good, like, you know, just above your nose, all around that area, it's all good. But when you get like to the end of your eyebrow, it's so painful. I couldn't do it. I was there and I was like, ah.
Yes. No, I have some weird stray eyebrow hairs. Like, I don't bother plucking them. But you remember the time I had, like, a bit of keratin build up in my eyebrow. In other words, I had a fingernail growing out of my eyebrow.
I can't believe it. That's so weird.
It's so gross. I thought I was growing a horn or something, or my brain was falling out. I had no idea what was happening. It was also late at night when I was, like, you know, poking my eyebrow like you do. And I was like, oh, God, I have a fingernail. I was like, hey, Mom, it's the middle of the night. I have a fingernail growing out of my eyebrow. And then she's like, ah, oh, it's fine. Just go, I don't know, just go see if you could pull it out. And I was like, okay. And she left. And as I was leaving, I look over and she's like furiously Googling. And then she's like, okay, I don't think you're going to die. It's just like keratin building up. I'm like, oh, cool. And so I tried to pluck it out, but it hurt so much because it was part of my eyebrow at that point. I got it out eventually. It hurt though.
Well, I remember I had one eye, like,
just one eye.
Yeah, just no. I had two eyes, but one of them was really, really red.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what it was because my eyes felt fine. And I used this eye wash thing and it didn't make it any better because it wasn't an irritation in my eye. And I couldn't figure it out. And I like lifted it up and to look at it and there was this giant like red spot on my eye. And I was like, oh crap, I'm going to die. I'm going to go blind in this eye. What's going on? And so I looked it up. Turned out I just sneezed too hard and popped a blood vessel in my eyeball.
Yeah. But you didn't know you should never Google something. And I was like, why are my feet hot? You're dying. Yeah. Oh, cool.
But it did say that I could have like a brain disorder that makes one of my eyes red. I was so scared and I couldn't figure out what it was and I had to go to work and everyone was looking at me really weirdly because I had this really, really red eye. Mm. It went away.
Yeah.
My eyes are fine now.
I think it's just a thing that happens to some people. Like you burst a blood vessel or you sneeze too hard.
I think it's if you sneeze and your nose is, or you like sneeze with your nose blocked.
Oh yeah.
That can happen.
Yeah, you know when you get like a blocked nose?
Yeah.
I used to think it was like snot buildup. Which it kind of is, it part is. But when you're sick, oh, like there's a blood vessel in your nose that swells up. And that's often why you get blood noses when you're sick. Mm. Like, because it can pop or break a little bit. But there's like this big blood vessel. It will like swell up a lot in your nose. And that's why it gets blocked.
I hate blocked noses so much.
It makes me so annoyed.
And then, you know, you can't sleep because your nose is plugged and you're there. Yeah. And, you know, and then one side is plugged and then the other side isn't. And so you lie on one side and the side that's on the top gets unplugged. Yes. But then the bottom gets plugged and it's the worst. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the people that are sick right now.
We love you and we hope you get better. Go eat some chicken soup.
If you can eat.
If you can eat. And if you can't, have some cough medicine.
Have some cough medicine and binge watch your favourite TV
get
show.
Get some butter menthols. Do other countries have butter menthols?
I don't know. You guys are missing out if you don't have butter menthols.
They're great. The honey-filled ones are so good.
Yes. Mm. They don't do anything.
They don't help. Like, I remember that one time that they like worked like magic. My throat was so much better. But every other time they just, yeah.
Yeah.
To be specified, they are they're like little tiny little square things and they make your throat feel better. Like lozenges, are they what they call?
Well, like they sort of they like make your throat burn a bit, so you know, it's sort of like, and they do work sometimes because it's menthol.
Have you heard those like eucalyptus ones?
Yeah.
They taste really funny.
They do. And then, you know, you can't keep them on one side of, like, in one part of your mouth for too long. And you just say, like, blah, blah, blah.
They sting. Like, they make my entire mouth numb. It's weird.
Yeah. Okay, so on the subject of eucalyptus, I know this isn't entirely related, but you know koalas?
Yes, I love koalas.
Koalas are adorable, but...
One screamed at me once, it was really scary.
In the middle of the night, when you're camping, koalas, they sound like demons.
They do.
They really do. They sound like demons. They're like there, and you just hear this...
Like, if you've never been to Australia and you've never been camping in Australia, you have no idea what we're talking about, but they're so loud.
They are so loud, and they sound like, they literally sound like demons. And I remember I went on a camp, and there was this one guy, and he was absolutely terrified of koalas, because he didn't know they were koalas. And it's like a running joke.
Yeah. I like koalas. They're adorable, terrifying, but they found out they do actually drink water, because it was like a thing, oh, koalas don't drink water. They do if it's, last minute resort, if there's not much water, or like a bushfire or something. Oh, terrified of bushfires, I hate them. It's summer, yay! Well, like, although it's winter weather now.
I know, Australian weather is crazy.
It is. The other day it was hailing and the house turned to like a marble size, and the next day it was 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So, Celsius.
Celsius. I'm not sure how much that is in Fahrenheit.
It's 110, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. No. A bit more? I don't know.
In Adelaide, we were in the car, and Dad's car had a temperature reader, and it was, like, mostly 48 degrees. We looked at the temperature gauge, and it said it was 50 outside, and, oh my god, it was so hot. Yes. We had to hide out in the cinema.
I used to have a car that didn't have an air conditioner, and it was the worst. Because inside the car, like, outside it would be 38, 40 degrees, which is hot. Like, it's really hot, but it wasn't, like... You know, you're going to die if you go inside. But the minute you step into the car, it's like 50 degrees. And you can't touch the steering wheel. I don't drive. But, like, yeah. And this, like, if you touch the seatbelt, it burns your hand. I remember one time I got an actual blister on my hand from touching the metal bit of a seatbelt.
And then if they're, like, leather seats, you stick to them.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Just sitting in leather seats in summer is the worst thing.
Yeah. And in Australia here, we get really bad bushfires as well. And seriously, they're everywhere. There was a bushfire that was near me, but it was travelling in the other direction, and it was far enough so that we don't have to be concerned, but we had to, like, keep on looking at the gauge.
Yeah.
But there was, like, 3 bushfires in my watch zone.
Yes, yeah, no, there was one, like, it was a couple of, it was, like, it wasn't that close, it was, like, 2 hours away? 1 or 2 hours? No, probably not even that. It was, like, at least 40 minutes away. I don't know, but all the... fire trucks from, like, our town were over there, and there were a lot of people freaking out, like, what if there's a fire here? We can't, like, we don't have anyone to come for us for, like, at least 40 minutes, and they were helping out there. Nothing happened. It was fine, but there were people getting ready to leave just in case.
Yeah.
I remember quite a few years ago, I was pretty young, there was, like, there was some really, really big fires. Were you living here then? There was, like, the really, really big fires that burnt down a lot of houses and stuff.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I was completely traumatised by that.
Yeah. There was a bushfire. Well, it was a grass fire, actually, that went right up to my house.
Mm.
But it didn't actually burn my house. It was, like, I think it just touched my neighbour's paddock.
Yeah.
And my neighbour has a really big paddock. So we were freaking out.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were going to do because it was so close to our house. And we were so lucky it didn't burn our house down.
It was pretty unexpected too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, I remember I was here and then Mum was all like, we can't go back because there's a bushfire.
Yeah.
Mari, I just, talking about this, we are so Australian.
I know. We're so sorry, our accents.
I never noticed it until I heard a recording.
We're just so like, oh yeah, mate, we're just going to head down and pop a shrimp on the barbie. Is that what you guys think we say? I've never had barbecue shrimp
like
before.
Chuck a shrimp on the barbie.
I've never barbecued a shrimp. I've never tasted a barbecued shrimp. I don't know where that idea came from.
I don't think Australians even barbecue shrimp.
Yeah, no, we chuck a snag on the barbie every now and then. Head down to Bunnings, chuck a snag on the barbie.
Okay.
Send a drone up and get it. Get arrested for it, you know, the usual.
But, so someone that I went on camp with, so I went on outdoor ed camp, which is like outdoor education, and we built a raft and rafted down a street, a river.
Yeah.
And there was this one kid, same kid who was afraid of the koalas. One of the camp leaders, she worked at Bunnings.
Mm.
And he was all like, Lowest prices are just the beginning. Anyway, so she worked at Bunnings, and he came up to her and he was all like, oh yeah, mate, whenever Bunnings doesn't have a sausage sizzle, I'm always so disappointed because Bunnings always has a sausage sizzle.
It's so strange. And okay, you guys probably have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't know what Bunnings is.
Bunnings is a warehouse where you get
Bunnings
your tools. Bunnings is a warehouse where you get all your tools and you can get materials and plants. Yeah, I actually kind of like Bunnings.
It's pretty nice. I remember I went there and then I was like, oh, there'll be such cool stuff. And I was like, ah, some hose heads.
Yeah, and there's like a Bunnings cafe or something.
Yeah.
Or like where you just get a cup of coffee and some tea.
Yeah, oh, I love Bunnings. But we have a newsagent near, like, he's in the town that we live in, like most towns do. You know, it's like, we got Tap Water and all that. But they often have, like, a little barbecue out the front. And I remember one time our school was having a barbecue. And I saw some of our teachers, like, barbecuing sausages. And they walked past, like, oh, no. And they're like, oh, hi, Maury. I'm like, oh! Hi! Yeah, and I saw, like, just, you know, they were just, you know, barbecuing some sausages for fundraising stuff for our school. But there's always, like, I swear, every time we go there, it's like, every second time there's a barbecue. Although, to be fair, I barely ever go into town. But everywhere there's barbecues. That's how we celebrate stuff here in Australia.
Yeah. We have fundraiser barbecues as well.
Yeah. No, every single fundraiser has to have a barbecue going.
Yeah.
Or we have, like, a dance up on the top courts with barbecues.
Yeah.
And the lines are so long because everyone loves a good sausage or...
Yeah.
If you're vegetarian, they think of a vegetarian patty. But, yeah, just a sausage and white bread and sauce, the traditional Australian meal. Maybe you put onions on it sometimes.
Yeah. And I remember when we went to primary school, the line, like, you already mentioned this, but I would be waiting all of lunch to get my lunch because, you know, it'd be sort of like, oh, there's a sausage sizzle happening at lunchtime. Mm. You can get your lunch at the sausage sizzle.
Yes.
But I would be waiting for the entirety of lunch and I wouldn't get lunch because I'd still be in the line when the bell went.
Yeah. No, I remember Icy Pole Fridays or, like, hot chocolates on Friday. In winter, we have hot chocolates. In summer, we'd have Icy Poles. And the lines would be so long. Like, you had to run to get there. And if you didn't get there before the first 100 people, it wasn't even that big of a primary school. There were, like, maybe 200 people going there at the time.
It
was, like, 160, I think, when we went there.
Yeah. It's grown. It's, like, 300 kids now. It's doubled.
It's weird. We have way too many primary schools in our area and one high school. It's great.
Well, the thing is that there was this whole rush to get out of our high school to go to another high school, and they're all returning because they didn't like that previous high school.
They were like, oh, let's all leave. And then they all came back like, yeah, it kind of sucked. We're back here now. Hi. But yeah.
But yeah, it's weird because you've got like 5 primary schools and 1 high school.
Not even 5. There's like 7 or 8 at this point.
Yeah.
If that, like in our area, there's a lot. Like...
But it's always good to see someone that you used to go to primary school.
Somebody
you used to know. But yeah, it's always good to see someone that you used to go to primary school with. I remember I saw Ryan and he came up to me and he's like, oh, hey, Anais, do you remember me? We went to primary school. I was like, oh my God, you still remember me? We were like in grade 2 when you left.
Aw, that kid was great.
Yeah.
I really hope no one that we don't really know from our school finds this.
Yeah, and then finds us.
Yeah. If you go to our school and you found this, don't talk to us unless you're our friend. And if you want to,
you can come up and talk to us.
Come say hi. We love you guys.
Yeah.
I promise I don't hate you. I don't really hate anyone at our school. Yeah. They're pretty chill. There are some interesting people, but...
There's interesting people, but all in all, a majority of our school is pretty good.
Yeah, so if you found this, come say hi.
Yeah, come say hi. Seriously, if you come up to me and be like, I listened to your podcast, I will be like, did you like it?
No, I'll be like, oh, no! And I'll be like, so was it good, or are you going to, like, tell everyone about it? Please don't tell everyone about it.
By the way, shout out to the 20 people that listen to our podcast.
Woo! Woo! 20 listeners! Yeah! Although it was us listening to it twice at one point.
Yeah.
We were... like, testing to see if it was good. No, I've decided to actually do some editing because there were some awkward pauses in that last.
Yeah, there were.
It was good, I guess. I watched my mum listen to it, counted how many times she laughed. Well, the first half of it. She laughed 12 times in the first, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Mari, do you remember when your sister was listening to it and every single time she laughed, we'd be like, what was funny? Tell us what was funny.
We're sitting there eating some food from your work. I'm like... every single time that Rosa would laugh, would be like, what was funny? What was it? What was it? Which bit was it? No. We're so dorky. Dorky?
Dorky.
What's it? Dags.
We're dorky noobs. Yeah. That should be the name of our podcast.
Rename it to dorky.
Nah, Lick Me, I Wobble is a great name. You can't change it.
The amount of people who've been like, that's really inappropriate. You know, that sounds really gross. We know. We're aware.
Yeah, we're very much aware.
And one day, maybe we'll think of a better name, but we can't.
I vote Seductive Eyeballs.
Sounds like a band name. We'll make a band. Yeah, I'll play Triangle. My life goal is to, like, get to level 8 triangle. I'm not even at level 0 yet. I haven't even held a triangle. You do music. Do we have a triangle?
I don't think we've got a triangle, but I don't think there's triangle lessons. Can you please just find someone who does triangle lessons?
I can probably learn it offline. I'll buy a triangle, and then I'll make us a theme song. You can play, like, 70 different instruments. I played clarinet for a couple years and then gave up. Remember that time you tried my clarinet? That was really fun.
That was so good.
We'll do a segment on our podcast called We Try Instruments We Don't Know How to Play.
Yeah, I can bring in my violin.
Yeah, and your piano. No, I have a piano.
Yeah, you have a piano. Okay, so I'm learning Feralese on the piano right now. Mm. And I was like, oh, it's such an iconic song. The middle part is so...
I can play, like, 2 songs on my piano. I could play Hot Cross Buns in the first 3 notes of Feralese. Like, literally. I learned how to play the Ghostbusters theme song and then I forgot it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I got, like, an app and I was like, oh, teacher, do you piano? I deleted it because it was taking too much space on my phone. Oh. Well, no, look up Australian slang and we'll say if we know it or not.
Yes, yes, that will be so good. Okay. Okay,
next up, our Australian segment. Okay.
All right, Australian slang.
We found a website. There's 125 Australian slang words and phrases that Australian people apparently say. We'll tell you if we say it or not.
A cold one. It's beer. I've heard people say that.
Yeah. Akadaka.
Akadaka.
It's ACDC. No.
I've never heard someone say that.
Ankle biter. Yes. Yes.
By the way, ankle biter. Yeah, ankle biter is a child.
Look at that little ankle biter running past. I saw a little ankle biter that's Arvo, you know?
Yeah, so Arvo afternoon. Yeah, we do
and
use that.
And Savo is this afternoon.
Aussie salute. Wave to scare the flies.
Well, we do try and scare a lot of flies, but I've never heard.
No, I've never Aussie heard of salute. Aussie.
I am upset how many of these I know. Avo.
Yeah,
avocado.
Bail. Yeah, bail to, like, bail on something.
Do people not say that?
Is this Australian?
Do people not say, like, oh, he bailed, sorry. Bruce isn't going to turn up, he bailed. Sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bail on this one. I
Barbie.
Did not know other people didn't say that. Barbie, yeah. Barbecue.
Yeah, we do say that.
I mean, yeah. For the shrimp on the Barbie. Bathers. Do people not say bathers?
Yeah, do other countries not call swimsuits bathers?
Bathers. Like, going to pop into my bather and head down to the pool? Is that...
Yeah. And, like, we do... Beauty. Yeah, sort of like, you know.
Oh, what a... You beauty.
Yeah, beauty. And, like, I hear a lot of guys, you know, they refer to their car. Oh, she's a beauty. She's a beaut.
People just say beauty. Like, oh, it's beautiful. No, it's just, oh, you're beauty.
Yeah.
A billabong. Drive a pond. I mean, it's not really slang. It's just, it's an old pond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy is a teapot. Well, kind of.
Kind of, well.
It's, you can get, like, your billy can.
Yeah, well, billies are a bit different.
Yeah. No, they're not actually teapots. This... website is incorrect, but if you listen to Waltzing Matilda,
yeah,
is really kind of that.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
And there's the good old sheep thing.
Yeah, he, like, shoves a jumbuck in his tugger bag.
Yeah, which, you guys Google it. We're not going to explain it.
Yeah, bloody. Bloody. Like, you know, it's like, it's a
bloody good dude.
Bloody good. You know, I swear, because, like, Harry, like, Ron Weasley in Harry Potter says bloody. So
there's
the British version
of it, and they're like. Bloody hell. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, well, we say, like, bloody good.
This bloody good mate.
Yeah.
A bloody oath.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say
it's
that.
It's like, yes, or it's true. Like, I don't know. I've heard it occasionally. It's not, like, that much.
A bludger.
Someone who's lazy, generally lies on others. I mean, I don't really know.
Oh, I've heard people say it, but it's not very common.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not as common as some of you might think it is. Bogan.
Yeah, we use the word bogan.
They're rednecks, basically. They're not that bad.
No, they're not really rednecks.
They, like, a lot of them will classify them as rednecks, but they're not, like, always like
this. No, you can get nice bogans. It's just, like, the way someone acts. It's sort of like if they're just bogans.
Yeah. Just super, super Australian people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
booze bus. Okay, it's usually the booze bust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, like, the booze bust.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, busting booze. Because it's, like, you know, you got to breathe. I've never done it because I can't drive and I'm not old enough to. But, you know, we're, like, breathe into the thing and it tells you if you're over the limit of alcohol.
But yeah, I just usually, it's like the alcohol police.
Yeah.
Bottle shop.
Yeah, it's a bottle
shop. There is an actual bottle shop company called Bottle-O, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brekkie, breakfast. Yeah, I say that.
Yeah, I say brekkie.
Get your dog some brekkie, you know?
Yeah, brolly. That's an umbrella.
Yeah. I swear I've heard like British movies, like, oh, get your brolly. Maybe not. I mean, that is us.
Yeah. Bruce, an Australian bloke. I've never used that.
Budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers. Okay.
Budgie smugglers.
Yeah, so budgie smugglers are speedos.
Yes. You know why they're called budgie smugglers. You can picture it, but you don't want to, you know?
Yeah. So basically, they look like he smuggled like, a budgie.
There was like a few years ago, there was a big old thing going on with
Abbott.
Tony Abbott wearing a budgie smuggler, and it was like, ew, oh, it was disgusting. If you say the pictures, it's bad. Bush is like, you know, it's the
bush.
The bush, you know, like the forest, I guess.
It's not really a forest. There's a difference between a forest and a bush.
It's not a forest, but like, it's, I don't know, the bushland with all the trees, the gum trees and all that.
What's cab sav?
You know, cab sav, it's like a type of, it's an alcohol.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Cactus.
Yeah. Dead broken, never heard that, sorry my dude. Chock-a-block, yes!
Yes, chock-a-block. Chock-a-block means like full, so you know, if something's like, oh, I'm so chock-a-block full of food, I'm...
Chock-a-block, I swear, like, surely more people say that. Okay.
Chocky-bicky.
Chocky-bicky.
Yeah, we say that. It's like chocolate biscuit.
Yeah. Chook, chicken,
I swear, other countries must call chickens chooks.
Yeah, and the chook shed. What else would you call it? The chicken coop. It's the chook shed. And you go out to the chook shed and feed your chooks. I usually call them chickens, but it's still a thing. Chrissy. It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's like Chrissy presents.
Yeah. A ciggy.
A ciggy, yeah. So, like, ciggy is like a cigarette.
Yeah.
I've heard... other countries don't use this.
No, it's so weird. Cobber. Do people say cobber? Like, I remember when in primary school we had, like, transfer students.
Yeah.
And we called them, and, like, we had the person who was, like, you know, adopting them for the time. Like, the people actually,
hosting,
like, hosting them, yes. And then there'd be someone who helped them, and they were, like, the cobbers. And that was really weird. Why did we call them that?
Well, like, the thing is that my mum had no idea what a cobber was.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was something that I didn't know. So I went home to mum, and I was like, oh... Can I be a cobber? Can I please be a cobber to this Japanese student? And she thought I wanted to be a corn cob.
No, I've had cobber a lot. It's like, you know, your friend, like, oh, my old cobber, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, so she thought I wanted to dress up as a corn cob in Japan or something. And she was like, what the hell are you talking about?
A coldie, a beer, I mean, I guess. I hear more cold one as a beer, but yeah. Coppers.
Coppers. The police. Yeah. Like the it's usually like the fuzz also. Yeah. You can call it the fuzz.
Crikey.
Yeah, crikey.
Oh, crikey, mate. Yeah.
No, yeah, I've heard that. And crack the shits, I swear. It's just getting pissed. Yeah.
I swear people say that. Come
people
on.
People must.
Yeah. Crook.
Crook. So, crook, it's like, I heard your wife was crook. It means that, you know, you heard your wife is sick.
Yeah, sick. Dag. Do people not say dag?
Yeah.
You're such a dag. Yeah. Oh, you're dag.
It's like, oh, you're daggy.
Like, nerdy, geeky, kind of like, you know, like, kind of... Like, mum jeans are kind of daggy.
Yeah, mum jeans are daggy.
That's weird. Although they're a bit cool now, but they're still kind of daggy. Dax, tracky dax.
Oh, yeah, tracky dax.
Tracky dax.
They're like sweatpants, but they're tracky dax.
Sweaties. I've heard people call them sweaties before. Oh, I get your sweaties.
No. I didn't know. Dacks. I had no idea what sweatpants were until someone explained to me that they were tracky dax.
Same. I'm like, what? What? Sweatpants? What are they?
Like, what are they? And then someone was all like, oh, they're tracky dacks. And I was like, I know what they are.
Dead set.
It's true. Yeah.
Like, dead set. It's true. It's defo.
Defo.
I've heard people say defo.
Yeah.
Like, defo is, like, definitely happening, you know? And devo is devastated, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't hear that much, but yeah.
Yeah, drungo, I've heard and I've used before. So, like, drungo is someone who's a bit of an idiot. So, like, say if someone's driving on the wrong side of the road and being, like, really swervy, you'd be like, oh, God, he's such a drungo.
Yeah. Dunny toilet. Drop dunny is the worst.
Yes. And they smell so bad. Yes.
Remember that camp we went on?
Yes.
Like, we used to go on camps together. Like, we'd go camping every now and then. It was, like, once a year. There was, like, that camp.
Yeah, it's like a community camp. Yeah. And they had a drop dunny, which I'm not, like, you probably have heard of
it
before.
It's like a toilet, and it's just a big old pit in the ground.
Yeah, but there's an actual toilet, and you can see everything down there, and there's, like, a bin down the bottom.
Yeah.
And you just, at the end of the camp, you just wheel it out, and...
It smells awful.
I remember
whenever we went there, it was, like, was it one or two nights?
I think it's two.
Yeah, I remember the whole time. I think one time I managed to pee once the whole time I was there. And I just didn't want to use the drop dunny.
Yeah.
And so I went and peed under a tree and that was it.
I remember that actually. You were like, I need to go to the toilet. And I'm just like, oh, just there's a toilet right there. And you're like, no, it's too scary. I'm going to go.
I just think I would fall in. An esky. Do people...
No, surely they call them eskies. I've never heard them being called anything else.
Okay. You don't have an esky.
Yeah.
It's like a little cooler bottle. Yeah, like the big, like, ice boxes.
Yeah, like ice boxes.
You have them, but you probably, I mean, guess they use a different name.
Yeah, and you put, like, ice and you put, like, your beer and your stuff in there.
I am upset how many of these I know. We probably won't do the rest of them because there's heaps, but we'll do some more, I guess. Can we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum, yes.
Fair dinkum can either be, like, honestly, or, like, fair dinkum, like, fair dinkum, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's a question, like, fair dinkum? Or it's, like, fair dinkum. You know, I remember when they passed, like, the vote that we did for same-sex marriage in Australia.
Yeah, which is, why did we even have a vote for that?
I know. Like... Just do it, come on. One of my friends went home and told her dad, and her dad's response was just fair dinkum. So, yes.
Yes. Footy.
Footy.
Yeah, footy.
Football.
It's football.
AFL. It's not football as in soccer. It's not football as in rugby, I guess. Is football rugby in America? I don't know the difference. Sorry,
really
don't
know. But footy is like football.
Aussie rules football.
Yeah.
Which also Aussie. Yeah.
Flat out. Like, flat out. It's like, you know, you're really busy. It's like, oh, I'm so flat out. Sorry, I can't. Yeah.
That's the saying, flat out as a lizard drinking, you know? That's the saying I've heard a lot. It's like, you know, busy bee.
Yeah.
You're just super busy.
Okay, the most famous one.
Mm-hmm.
G'day.
G'day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard other people use it.
Yeah, no, you know, I used to avoid it because I hated being Australian. I was like, I'm going to be super, not Australian, I'm going to say good morning to people. They're like, hello, good morning, how are you? But no, now it's like, yeah, g'day, mate, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Australia.
Yeah, it's just like, you don't think about it. It's like, g'day.
A galah.
Well, a galah is a sort of bird, so it's not really a slang.
Yeah, but also people use it for, like a stupid person. Because they're very dumb birds.
Yes.
I saw one on the way to school before I was chasing a magpie. Because, like, the magpie was trying to eat the food. Because, they dig up grass. And later I was in the science room. I looked out the window and I saw the exact same magpie being chased around by galahs on the football court, the footy court.
Yeah. Gnarly.
Awesome. Yeah, that's gnarly, bro.
Yeah, it's just
that was a thing other countries use. Like, it was a thing in, like, the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, so, like, you know, if something's really cool, you're like, oh, yeah, that's so gnarly.
Yeah, gnarly, bro.
Gnarly, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't use it often, but yeah.
Oh, good on ya. It's good, like, on good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Good on ya. Goon. Yeah, a goon is someone who's a bit of an idiot.
Yeah. Also, apparently, it's a cheap boxed wine.
Oh.
But yeah.
Hard yakka.
Hard work, dude. I've heard it. I don't say it.
Yeah.
Heaps. Do people not say
heaps?
Heaps.
Hoon, hooligan, you know, like, it's a hooligan.
Yeah.
Iffy?
A bit risky. Yeah. Like, it's like, so that's a bit iffy, dude, you know?
Yeah.
Knickers.
Knickers. Okay. Do other countries not say knickers?
Yeah.
They're underpants.
Also, I'm wondering if people say undies. Like, is that only Australia and other countries say undies?
Yeah, because I say undies, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, can you chuck me my knickers?
Yeah. I only say knickers, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legless. So that's someone who's really drunk, so, you know, sort of like...
Macca's!
McDonald's!
Yeah, I've only been 4 times in my entire life, which is weird for someone who lives in Australia. We've got Macca's everywhere. I mean, it's in every country, most countries. I don't know. Manchester. What? Cool.
All right.
Sheets and linen. No, it's a place, isn't it?
I've never heard sheets being called Manchester before.
Yeah, I think it... I don't know.
A mongrel. Yeah. A mongrel is someone...
I've heard it used, like, overseas as well. But
yeah.
It's usually more like a mongrel dog or something like that.
Yeah.
No drama.
No drama. Yeah, it's just like, no problem.
Yeah. Mozzies! I hate mozzies.
I hate mozzies so much.
Yeah. There was a whole cloud of me following, like, cloud of me. I remember in year seven, there'd be so many mosquitoes.
I remember that cloud of mozzies.
Yeah. No. Okay. Mosquitoes. Mozzies. The worst things ever. Every single night for the past, you know, 2 months, 3 months, it's summer. It's going to happen. But every single night I'll hear a mosquito. I have to turn the torch on my phone to try and find it and kill it, like hunt it down. It's the worst.
Yeah.
No worries. No worries, dude. It's pretty much the same as no drama.
Yeah. No. Piece of piss. I've never heard a piece of piss before.
No. Piss off. I've heard that.
Yeah. I say piss off a lot.
Yeah.
If you're not Australian, you don't know what piss off means. It means basically to be,
yeah,
like, annoyed.
And there's also rack off, which is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Well, rack off is sort of like, rack off, go away.
Yeah.
And piss off also means go away.
Yeah, and there's pissed off, which is like annoyed.
Yeah.
Piss off is go away, pissed off is annoyed. Confusing, right?
Yeah.
Reckon. You reckon? I reckon.
Yeah. It's like, you think?
Yeah.
Rooted.
Remember the corner shop?
Yeah, I remember the corner shop.
Good times, good times.
Yeah.
Stoked. Really stoked. It's like happy, excited, I don't know.
Yeah.
Straya. We know it's Strayla.
Yeah.
Strayla.
Straya.
Straya. A stubby? Bottle of beer. Stubby holder? Beer holder.
Yeah.
Sunnies. People don't use sunnies as like a...
Yeah. Like sunglasses. Sunglasses.
Okay. Thongs.
Okay.
Thongs are not what you think, my dude.
Okay, so thongs, I think in other countries they call them flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
No. Here,
they
are called thongs.
And they are not G-strings.
Yeah. Okay, so G-strings
are called G-strings.
They're called G-strings. So they're like the undies that go up your butt.
Yeah.
But thongs are like those shoes that go on your feet.
Yeah.
True and blue. It's really awkward because I remember I talked to someone who came down from America and I was like, oh, hey, I'm just going to go down to Target to buy some thongs. And she gave me the most... okay sort of look.
Like, oh my god, okay.
And
yes,
it took me 30 seconds to realize, and I'm like, oh my god, no, I'm talking about the shoes.
Yeah. And like, stuffed, tired, that's the thing people say.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember I used to get really confused when people say tea as in dinner. Like, I don't know, I just never heard it. And then people would be like, oh, I'm gonna have tea. I'm like, it's dinner time. I'm like, yes. You want to stay for tea? I'm like, oh, sure. And I just thought I was gonna go have a cup of tea. And they just like, cook noodles. I'm like, this isn't tea. How am I supposed to drink this? True Blue. You're like, proper Australian. You know? Like, there was the movie, the sequel to Red Dog.
Oh.
Red Dog. If you haven't seen it, you'll cry.
Yeah.
What should we end on? Use? I hate when people say use. Use guy's gonna head down to the pool later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plural of you.
Yeah. And ya is like, ya gonna go down to the pool.
So yeah.
And up yourself, it's like if you're really stuck up. So it's sort of like, oh, so up yourself.
Yeah.
Australian slang. I was actually quite surprised.
You forgot one. Noggin.
Noggin.
You hit your noggin.
Yeah, so your noggin is your head.
Oh my god. Oh, noggin.
I hid my noggin once.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have to head home now, and Mari's going to do some of the editing.
Yay!
Have fun!
Well, I've got a while to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to end it. Do we have an end thing yet? No, we should have a really Australian ending. What do you say when you say bye to people? See ya.
Oh, see ya, mate.
Catch you later, mate. Fair dinkum. See ya.